listener production.
Aviation billions vanish into air. New laws to criminalise offensive conduct, quantum leap for computers, and deadly earthquake hits Afghanistan. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post News in 5, written by Max O'Pray. I'm Nina Copel, and here's your news headlines for today, Thursday, June 23. Number 1. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has axed a number of department chiefs linked to the coalition in a shake-up of top public servants. Diplomat Jan Adams, Australia's ambassador to Japan and former ambassador for climate change under the Rudd government, will replace Catherine Campbell as Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Secretary. Campbell, who will be moved to a defence role, had been in the job less than a year after being embroiled in the Robodebt disaster as Secretary of the Department of Social Services. Gordon De Brouwer will be appointed as Secretary for Public Sector Reform after helping lead the 30 review, largely ignored by the former government that had recommended changes to make the public service more independent. Jenny Wilkinson, a former head of the Parliamentary Budget Office, will become head of the Finance Department. Experienced state public servant Jim Betts becomes Secretary of the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development, Communications and the Arts, replacing Simon Atkinson, who was regarded by Labour as too close to the coalition. The new Department of Climate Change, Energy, the Environment and Water will be headed by David Fredericks. Albanese will, however, keep controversial coalition appointments, including Department of Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pizzullo and Department of Health Secretary Brendan Murphy. Three of the four new secretaries are women, compared to the former Prime Minister's 2019 shake-up, where three of five secretaries sacked were women. Number 2. More than $5 billion in COVID-19 support handed out to the aviation sector was not adequately monitored, a new audit report has found. The federal government established a suite of support measures in response to the pandemic to assist the beleaguered sector, which was also eligible for the Job Seeker scheme. The measures include fuel rebates, airport grants, underwriting flight costs, and waiving land tax payments. Qantas received the most financial assistance, including more than $1 billion in government support measures and $856 million in JobKeeper. The next highest recipient was Virgin Australia, with $330 million in support measures and $285 million in JobSeeker. The audit found the Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Communications Department overseeing the spending did not adequately monitor its impact. A Transport Workers Union survey of 1,100 workers found nearly half of those sacked by Qantas during the pandemic are still looking for permanent work 2 years on. Qantas performance indicators are now plummeting, with the airline now the worst in the country, a decline blamed on outsourcing. Australia's Air Traffic Control Agency, meanwhile, is relying on hundreds of hours of overtime as it struggles to fill shifts in airport towers, threatening air traffic services. Number 3. New laws criminalising grossly offensive conduct have been introduced into Victoria's Parliament, promoting concern that proposed new offence could impact vulnerable people. The proposed laws criminalise grossly offensive public conduct, with penalties of up to 5 years jail. It comes in response to driver Richard Busey making vulgar commentary while filming the death of four police officers on a freeway after they had been hit by a truck. He was sentenced to 10 months jail after pleading guilty to drug possession, reckless conduct, endangering serious injury, speeding, and outraging public decency. The outraging public decency offence will be abolished in favour of the new offence, which will apply to the conduct of any person in a place where their behaviour can be seen or heard publicly. Lawyers have warned that the bill could impact vulnerable people, including those with mental illness. If the definition of grossly offensive conduct is too broad, it could unintentionally impact on someone suffering a mental health episode, or a protester who lashes out at police, said Australian Lawyers Alliance spokesperson Greg Barnes. Number 4. Australian scientists have joined atomic dots with exquisite precision in a breakthrough key to development of a commercial quantum computer. quantum physicist Michelle Simmons and her team at Silicon Quantum Computing created a functional quantum processor in what the former Australian of the Year described as the most exciting discovery of my career. A quantum computer's transistor is vastly smaller than a normal computer, down to the size of a single atom. The team successfully tested the processor by modeling a small molecule in which each atom has multiple quantum states, something a traditional computer would struggle to achieve. Quantum computers would allow for the modeling of large molecules, which are too complex for normal computers. They could be used to develop new materials, study artificial photosynthesis, and create fertilizers. And number five, Afghanistan has been hit by its deadliest earthquake in decades, with more than 1,000 people reported killed and the death toll expected to rise. A further 1,500 people have been injured in the Gayan and Barmal districts of Paktia province alone, according to a local official. The magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck the country's east, with the shallow depth of 10 kilometres exacerbating its impact. Photos from the Paktia province shows houses turned to rubble, with only a wall or two still standing. The earthquake coincided with heavy monsoon rain in the region, making traditional houses, many made of mud and other natural materials, particularly vulnerable to damage. The UN reported on Wednesday that heavy rain and wind was hampering rescue efforts, with helicopters reportedly unable to land this afternoon. The situation is compounded by the Taliban seizing power in 2021, which led the US and allies freezing much of the country's foreign reserves and cutting off international funding. That's it for Post today, Thursday, June 23. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.